About how many students do you think you had all together?
Oh, honey, I couldn't have. The first few years that I taught, I had anywhere that the, you were not limited. I'd have anywhere 50 to 60 children in the grade. And it's just in these late years that they have the teachers teaching 15 and 20.
So I'm sure your students would run into the hundreds and hundreds.
Oh, yes.
Thousands.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
You would think so, but I had taken an average of 38 after we came down. I could make, for years, an average of 40 children a year.
Mm-hmm. So?
You see, and then for those 44 years, and then for 18 years, I taught both first and second grade combined.
Well, you certainly have a world of experience. What do you call an illegitimate child, or the child of unmarried parents? What name do you give to that?
Illegitimate child, a common word that has used often is a bastard.
Okay. If a child was, if you were comparing two children and one was more loving than the other, how would you say that? Mary is a
sweet tempered.
But using the word loving.
Is more loving than mm-hmm. June. One is shy and one is back.
Would you ever say lovinger? Mary is more lovinger than June. Never heard that?
No, lovinger. You might, but I don't believe that sounds very good.
Okay. What is the
more affectionate, you would say it.
Now a child that didn't have any parents would be a, you know, maybe
an orphan.
Okay. And you would have a niece and a
nephew.
Okay. And who would the court appoints a what to raise the children?
A guardian.
Okay. And how do you refer to your people? You've lived here all your life in Rome, and you'd say, I've lived here, and so have
my family?
Mm-hmm. Or what's another word? Maybe for your more extended family, you know, your cousins and aunts and such. Your relatives?
Relatives.
But that, would you be more likely to say that, or your folks, or your kinfolks, or what?
Yeah, we as a family have always lived here. Mm-hmm. For instance, I take Lois. She's as near to me as anybody, and she's always lived here. We've always lived here. Mm-hmm.
So these people would be, when you say we, mean your relatives, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your name is. Suppose somebody asked you if you knew Betty, and you'd say, "Oh, I'm no what to Betty."
No kin to Betty.
Okay. And what do you call a person who comes from another state? How do you refer to them?
Out of state. Mm-hmm. They're not a native of Rome. They come from. She's from Alabama, not from Rome, not from Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Would they be a stranger or a foreigner? Which would you say?
Foreigner means farther away than that, but they would not be a native.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a native of this state.
Mm-hmm. But a stranger could be a native of this state.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody you just didn't know, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like. Mm-hmm.